ABC Listen.
Story 7!
Quest Mode!
That sounded quite fairy tale.
Yeah. It was. It's quite whistling. It's a lot of fun. Maybe there'll be some. Yeah, there's like
that was actually quite a lot of whistling.
Joining us in.
That's quite a lot of whistling.
We have to get in our whistling quota, otherwise, woo! Big Whistle, our sponsor.
Yeah. We are back for Story Salad Quest Mode. We won't whistle anymore. Or maybe we will.
Who knows?
We can't make promises on this show.
What will the story be?
But we can tell you that this season we're not just getting three words. No, no, no. We are getting a whole story starter from you lovely listeners, and then we have to use that story starter to make up a whole story salad.
That's right, and we only have 4 minutes to do it. We have to make the entire thing up in just 4 minutes, and when we hear this sound, that means we've only got 1 minute left to wrap that whole story up.
That's going to be a doozy.
I tell you what, Matt.
Okay, but what? What were you going to tell me? I cut you off. What were you going to tell me?
No. I was going to say.
Yeah. See, we said we weren't going to whistle anymore, and we've whistled about seven times now.
Once you start a whistling.
Once you start a whistling, you can't stop a whistling.
Yeah, that's the old saying.
That's what they say. You know what else they say?
What do they say, Matt?
Let's get our story starter from our story starter star for our story salad quest mode.
My name is Daisy, and I'm 8 years old. Once upon a time, Sprinkles the dog was at the beach when all of a sudden her owners put a magical snorkel on her and she was diving down to the deepest parts of the ocean.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes, our little Sprinkles.
Good luck, Sprinkles.
Have a great day. Oh, remember.
I wonder what she'll discover down in the deepest part of the ocean. Sprinkles paddled her four legs deep under the water. Whales greeted her.
Oh, that's a dog.
Dolphins laughed with her.
That's a dog.
And seahorses scattered from her.
That's a dog.
The ocean got darker and darker as Sprinkles got deeper and deeper. And that's when her magical snorkel began to glow.
It was a glowing magical snorkel made for a dog. And Sprinkles was diving down to a shipwreck.
It was a huge shipwreck of an old, old wooden ship. The ship had sunk in a storm, but all the crew were safe. But they could never find the ship again. There was a legend that this ship was carrying magical dog food.
Of course, that was the famous lost ship of 1767.
With the lost treasure of Fido, the golden retriever
pirate.
That's right.
Fido, the golden retriever pirate.
Sprinkles splashed to the side of the ship.
Sprinkles was a well-read dog.
She loved two things in life, dog history and pirate history. And the intersection of those two things, that's where she lived.
And her owners knew this, so they got her this magic snorkel so she could dive down and get the dog food from the pirate ship.
The fabled treasure of Fido, the golden retriever pirate captain.
So, Fido was just getting down to the pirate dog ship, and just before she busted through the wall, she heard. And we all know what that sound means. That means there was
a shark doing its own theme music. Hey! Sprinkles turned. Whoa! Are you gonna eat me, shark?
Nah. I like to create my own theme music, and I'm not gonna chew on you. I'm just come over to be like, you don't see many dogs down here.
I'm down here getting the lost treasure of Fido, the golden retriever pirate captain.
That's that boat.
It's in here. Yeah, that's what I've read.
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Ah, oh, right. Okay. Well, do you need help getting through? Because I've got these. gnashes.
Do you reckon you could cut a hole right here in the side of the ship? Oh, thank you so much.
There you go, there you go. Come on in.
Sprinkles swam through the crack in the side of the ship. And there, laid out before her, was the most magical, beautiful treasury pile of sparkly dog food in the whole wide world.
Lucky Sprinkles.
Yeah. It was delicious.
Do you think, and it must be magical dog food that it's lasted all that long?
That's right, yeah, never perished. Yeah, no.
It was an airtight container.
That's right.
Back
yeah.
in the 1770s. Yeah, 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 exactly.
That's part of why it was so magic.
But also a shark that does its own theme music.
Isn't that nice? You know, we know less about the surface of the ocean than we do about the surface of the moon.
That's true. That's true. If you could get your pet any sort of gift, like that was a magical snorkel, what would you get?
Ooh, I would get them like some sort of magical device that allowed them to fly, like a little magical collar that would let them fly.
Yeah, know? That would be cute.
Just imagine a dog flying around, getting to see the sights.
I would get them a collar with like a bark transposer so we could just like chat.
Oh, that is good.
So it could actually be like, what do you think? What are your hopes and dreams?
Yeah.
And I think Sprinkles, the dog, would be into that.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed listening to it. And here's a fun fact. I actually have a dog named Sprinkles, and that's where that character came from.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Daisy. It was such a fun story salad starter.
Well, it was a fantastic story salad starter, and you can send your story starters into us here at the Story Salad Quest Mode page on the ABC Kids Listen website.
And if you want, you can practice doing these at home. You can make some story salad starters for your friends or family, or maybe your dog wants to have a bit of fun. See if you can work with your dog. All right, we got to get out of here, Matt.
Yep, we got
to
go.
We got to get down to the National Whistling Convention.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Thank you for listening to... That was us whistling Story Salad Quest Mode.